Kia ora, ko tū whenua roa ngā tanahira toku wingwa. This is your Wātea News. The Waitangi Tribunal is delving deep into the past this week as it lays the foundation for its report on the Mana Wahine claim. The Tribunal is at Te Rerenga Prawa Marae in Whangarei for the third week of hearings on the Kaupapa claim, which will attempt to address structural discrimination against Māori women. Huhana Linden, who will give evidence at a later hearing on discrimination and local government, says while 1814 is seen as the starting point for claims, the Tribunal is offering a takapo whāriki. The mat in Wharehui, which is a place for talk on issues that are not normally presented.
If we do go to 1840, we're definitely focused on the breaches of the Crown, but the Tribunal sought to stretch back. Let's look at pre-treaty, our prehistory before colonisation, our traditions, our tikanga, our stories of yesteryear and of old, ngā kōrero nehe, as the basis or the foundation for us to then to talk about the breaches.
Huhana Linden says there is a full house for the hui, with people keen to hear from experts like Dr Ella Henry, Paparangi Reid and Tita Whai Harawira about the role of women in pre-European society. Ngāti Whakaue Tribal Lands is looking to offer some of its whānau affordable homes overlooking Lake Rotorua. The Trust has prepared the ground for the first stage of a 106-hectare Wharenui Rise development at Ōwhata, near to Rotorua Airport, and it's just waiting for titles so building can start. Manager Ray Morrison says 8 of the 52 lots are earmarked for affordable housing, which in that part of the country means $500,000 or less, which can be achieved by strategies such as sharing the infrastructure across a larger development.
The key for us has been that we've been able to get a good team on board. You know, that's from our designers right through to a good team of earthworks guys and then our civil works contractors. So it's all flowed in quite nicely and we've all worked out how we work well together and work as a team, and we're just going to carry on and roll out future stages as we go.
Ray Morrison says there is room at Ōwhata to build more than 1,000 houses over the next 15 or 20 years, and Ngāti Whakaue has access to other land which can also be used for housing, including leasehold and social housing options. Māori tourism leader Oscar Nathan has been appointed General Manager of Tourism Bay of Plenty as the industry in the region tries to recover from COVID. Mr Nathan, from Te Au Pauri and Te Rārawa, has been acting tumuaki since April. Board Chair Larissa Cooney says he is an incredibly strong leader with a superb reputation both within and outside the industry. Previous roles include heading Tourism Rotorua and Destination Rotorua, and in the private sector, being Chief Executive of Tāmaki Tours. On the governance side, he has served on the boards of Regional Tourism New Zealand, the Moko Foundation, Tourism Industry Aotearoa, Wairiki Institute of Technology, Hospitality New Zealand, and Te Puia, New Zealand Māori Arts and Crafts Institute. And that is your Wātea News.